Venezuela orders U.S. missionaries out of indigenous communities. Hindu radicals threaten a church in India. And more Bibles are needed for resourcing outreach. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The countdown has begun for the expulsion of New Tribes Mission from the areas where they're working in Venezuela. Prior to the order, President Hugo Chavez, in a public speech, accused the agency of destroying Indian cultures and of spying. New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenak says it's not as bad as it sounds.
The Gazette is the place where laws and orders are recorded. So this is an official order from the government. This order only requires that the missionaries leave indigenous areas. At least for now, we're still in the country, and we have 90 days both for the missionaries to be able to continue ministering and also 90 days to appeal the order.
Zelenak clarifies that they're not being asked to leave the country or even to stop the work immediately.
For the next 3 months, the evangelistic work can continue on. And so one of our prayer requests for folks is to be really praying for the missionaries as they seek to continue to stay focused on their ministries, even as they prepare for the possibility that they will have to leave after 90 days.
Next, fears of fatal diseases spreading in the Kashmir earthquake region have prompted massive campaigns to immunize affected children. Hope Givers International has responded to that need with vaccines and truckloads of clothing and blankets. But it's something they've already been doing over the last 9 years, so says Hope Givers Dr. Samuel Thomas.
We try to bring awareness to the people that these children who need to be protected, not just for today or tomorrow, they need to have a healthier life. We need to give them vaccination that they never had.
More than 2,300 children will be receiving vaccines this January as a part of Hope Givers Orphan Ministry. Thomas says,
the secret to doing mission work anywhere in the world is not by reaching the older people. It is by loving and caring for the ones who nobody wants, the rejected of the society, the outcast of the society, that are the orphaned and abandoned children.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Radical Hindu extremists threaten to kill more than 60 new believers in North India if they don't reconvert to Hinduism. According to Gospel for Asia, this group says they'll conduct a ritual on November 20th to forcefully reconvert the Christians back to Hinduism. The pastor, a GFA native missionary, asks for help. With the deadline nearing, he's urging prayer for protection and that God will turn back any violence. Please also pray for their attackers, that their hearts will soften and that God will work a miracle in their lives. Elsewhere, with the reports of international church growth, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're busier than ever. That's both good and bad for a ministry that's dedicated to resourcing as many believers as possible.
We've had recent shipments to India, and Africa is going out, got that inventory set aside, and with all of those containers going out, it has left our Bible inventory at critically low levels.
When asked what critically low actually means, he responded with this plea.
We have a few Bibles, several dozen Bibles on our shelves for the missionaries who visit our facility. Other than that, we are running very low to supply the needs of our individual requests from people and pastors overseas.
CRI works to provide more than Bibles to the churches. They're also taking donations of other materials so they can provide pastoral libraries, medical books, music, and children's materials for church ministry elsewhere. And Christians are mourning the death of Adrian Rogers, former president of the Southern Baptist Convention and widely known as a leader of the conservative resurgence within the SBC. He died on Tuesday following a battle with cancer and double pneumonia. Millions of believers in more than 150 countries worldwide knew Rogers through his Love Worth Finding television and radio ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book For the Love of My Brothers by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book features incredible firsthand accounts of Open Doors continuing work with the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.